You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I am Sean Mulroney, and that's right. You follow me. I am Sean Mulroney on all my social media platforms, as well as theobesityrevolution.com. And, of course, the Obesity Revolution podcast is brought to you by the Obesity Revolution. And our main purpose there is that we want to identify, educate, inspire, and then also the execute. That's what our goal is. We want to identify the problem. You know, obesity is a pandemic, and people don't know where to start. So that's why, you know, we have the Obesity Revolution. It's taking that and making sure that we educate people on the problem, doctors, you know, health and fitness industry, because most people in the society don't know how to work or, you know, want to work with people that are struggling with obesity. And it's amazing that where we've come from and what we're doing. And like I said, we got a closed group, the Obesity Revolution Support Group. We have quite, you know, thousands of members in there that are getting help, sharing their story. And that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that you share your story. You know, you need a voice. You know what I'm saying? Once you get a voice, you get validated, and then you'll find your voice. That validation is key, because social acceptance validates everybody. And that's what we aim to do, is we want to create awareness and kill the assumptions. And that's what I aim to do today with our guest. I mean, you won't believe it. I don't want to, you know, steal his thunder, but, you know, he started off at 475 pounds, okay? And, you know, he was on a weight loss journey. He got on an incredible, and then I'm going to let him tell you how much weight he has lost and how his story took off online, you know, resulting in YouTube video that reached a lot of people. And I won't take that away, because you're going to be, I mean, this is epic. I mean, this is incredible. But without further ado, I want to introduce my guest, Mr. Vance Hines. Vance, welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. How you doing today, buddy?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Sean. I am doing outstanding, and I really appreciate you having me on. This is a matter, as you are well aware, close to my heart. So I'm willing to help any way that I can to help your mission.
Well, you are, and you have. I mean, your story is inspiring, brother. I mean, I can't tell you where, you know, seeing that. And, you know, just recently, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but, you know, Stronger on Snapchat, both of our stories were featured on their first season on Snapchat. Did you get to see that?
I did see that I was on there, and some people commented, but I didn't know exactly. I didn't know what Stronger was, and I don't really. I'm not Snapchat literate, I guess. Right. So I don't really know what it means.
Snapchat literate. Yeah, take a snap. Only snap I know how to do is snap my fingers. Right. That's all.
That's right.
Well, I'll get that to you. But I was the first episode. I think you were the second or third episode, and then they had it just the shared our stories in there. So it went. Got quite a few reach, you know, a lot of reach at that. So it's amazing, Vance, what you've done. And I always thought about, you know, whenever since, you know, following you and being friends with you, you know, I thought, man, hey, why don't you advance with Vance? That's a cool name. So advance with Vance within your weight loss journey, which is amazing, Vance. But, you know, your highest weight was 475, Vance. Tell us a little bit about that, you know.
Yeah, it was actually 478.
478.
Part of that viral video, I decided in November of 2017 I was going to lose weight, so I weighed in my underwear at 475 and recorded it. And I thought I was doing what I knew what to do, and I gained 3 pounds that first week. And I was just shocked. And you know, but I still count 475 as my starting weight, because that's when I started this journey and started trying to really commit to a healthy lifestyle and lose weight and bring my life back in order, you know.
Wow. Well, how did you get there? I mean, tell us a little bit how you got to that point. I mean, I know how I got to 687. Tell everybody how you got there.
Well, you know, I'm a practicing attorney, and I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, but I've been doing it 27 years.
Yes.
Licensed in 93, and, you know, I did it on my own solo practice for, I guess, 13 years or something like that, but the stress, and I've always been big, and I always, when I do something, I do it hard. You know, I play hard,
yes,
drink
yes.
hard, eat hard.
Yes, yes.
And
sleep,
you know,
slow.
Sleep slow. Yes. And so, you know, I mean, good food, good drink. I drank a lot. And, you know, there was a period there when I went through a lot of financial troubles, and I just go home and get drunk every night, and for the drinkers out there, I was drinking two handles, which is 3 handles a week, 1.75 bottles of liquor a week.
Wow.
I'd go home and drink them at night, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And the weight just stacks on.
Right.
And in 2012, at 475, what was your highest, Sean?
Mine was recorded at, I probably got up to 700, but my recorded was 687.
Where are you at now?
Right now, I'm closing in on my 150-pound mark, so I'm getting close on, you know, in that mid-500s right now.
That's
so
awesome, man.
So,
I'm proud of you, brother.
Well, thank
proud
you.
Of you.
Thanks. I'm still. It's a fight, and it's a challenge. I mean, no, it's not for the faint at heart. You know, I tell everybody, if they want to, you know, get a challenge, why don't you gain a lot of weight and try to get it off, you know? Then come talk to me. So,
well, you know, that I can relate, because at about 400 pounds for me, everybody's different, but I started having trouble taking care of my personal needs.
Right,
you know?
right, yes.
I mean, it's a daily fight. You know,
yes.
You had to wipe your rear with a stick, you know, put toilet paper on the end of a stick to wipe your rear. And,
yes.
And you had to have a loofah on a stick in the shower to reach the nether regions. You know, I mean, you can't tie your shoes.
It's a marathon. It's like you're running a, you know, sprint,
yes.
You know, to do it, you know. Why didn't we lose weight? That was enough exercise for us to lose weight, wasn't it?
That's
I mean,
right.
Seriously.
That's right.
Oh, you know, brother.
You know, unless you've been in that situation, you don't know. You
no.
know, before I found the bottom buddy, is what they call it. I call this toilet paper on a stick.
Yes,
deal. But before
yes.
I found it, I was eating, you know, three diazepam. No, three of the Imodiums.
Yes.
A morning, because I would have a fear that I was going to have to go to the bathroom away from the house and away from the shower.
Yeah, and that's not good. No,
and you know, I mean, it's unbelievable. You know,
I
wouldn't fly because I couldn't tie my shoes.
Right.
I didn't want to have to sit in a seat next to somebody.
The struggle's real, right? I mean, Vance,
yeah,
the struggle,
absolutely,
it's real.
Man.
Wiping your rear, bathing, all that stuff.
Yes.
No, it downright sucks. I mean, to be quite honest with you, right? I get it. Yes.
Yeah. And then in 2012, I had some health issues. I couldn't breathe and got checked into a hospital, and I spent 5-6 days in ICU.
Yeah,
my
sorry.
My kids were teenage, but they really thought I was going to die in there. I had the initial diagnosis was pulmonary embolism, but when they let me loose, they said congestive heart failure. But I spent 5 days in ICU, friends and relatives visiting me, and, you know, I was 47, I think, at that age. And I said, man, you know, they couldn't get me in some of the machines because I was
sure.
so big.
Yes.
And so I just said, if I get out of here, I'm just going to have two goals. I'm gonna get all my kids to 18, and I'm going to get some kind of pension for my wife. And those were my only two goals. And at that time, I was still practicing solo. But, you know, I was drunk when the night before when I went into the hospital the next morning.
Yeah.
And I hadn't had a drink since I walked out of that hospital in 2012,
that's awesome.
July 2012.
Congratulations, Vance.
Thank you.
Wow.
It just scared me so bad. But I never quit eating. You know, I didn't have no alcohol, no cigars, but I still stuffed my face and ate everything. And so fast forward 5 years later, I'm still 475 with bad knees and bone on bone and both
yep.
knees replaced. And they told me they can't do that unless I get under 300. And, you know, I just, something clicked on me when I'm sitting on getting ready for football one morning, and I said, you know, there's something out there I can do.
Yes.
This is not going to be the end of me. I'm not going to die in this situation. And so I started this journey with two principles then. I mean, I still had my overriding two principles: get a pension for my wife and commit to it and to get my kids to 18. But after 5 years, I'd had all my kids to 18, and I was 5 years into a pension. And so I started working on me. And, you know, my two principles in 2017 were to commit to yes and post everything online.
Wow. Wow.
And, you know, because, you know, my whole life people have said, I'll walk with you, I'll lift with
yes.
you. Come on. You know,
yes.
I mean, there's always people volunteering to helping me.
Right.
And our friends, family, relatives, and I always talk my way out of it.
Right.
And so I said, if I'm going to do things differently, when somebody volunteers or someone recommends something, I'm going to say yes, what time, where, I'll be there. When, you know, what do I need to bring? I'm going to commit to yes. And
yes.
so it had me trying all kinds of different things to see what I could do. And posting everything online started bringing me friends and family and relatives and the strangers, people trying to help me I didn't even know, you know. And people
yes.
were showing up to walk with me. And it just became a... it was just unbelievable. You know, it was such accountability and so much generosity and help. It was unbelievable with people that reached out and tried to help me.
That is amazing, Vance. So people were just, yeah. you know, coming around. You did that. You committed to yes. I love that, by the way. You committed to yes and post everything online. That's what I did, too. I put myself out there so far I couldn't come back. That's what I did in 2017. And, so where you're at, you're 475. What? How much weight have you lost so far right now?
250 pounds.
Wow. Man.
Wednesday I weighed 225 pounds.
Dang, that's awesome. Man,
just so you know, when I was 17 and I weighed in for my senior year of football in high school, I weighed in at 237.
So you're down... below your high school weight, huh?
My senior year, yes.
That is
next, I'm going to get down to my junior year. That's 212. I'm going to get down to it.
Come on, I mean, come on. You look like a force to be reckoned with. By the way, I mean, you're like built like Hercules or the Hulk, man. I mean, you're just like, you know, no fat. I mean, you look like you have no fat, and you look even lower than that, Vance. In my opinion, you know, so that's amazing. Man,
you know, it's been a blessing, man. It's been unbelievable. And what you did, you know, this is what got us together, is putting our story out
yes.
there to inspire
yes.
other people and
yes.
to help other people. And that's how you make these connections and you keep passing the torch forward.
That's
you know?
What I'm talking about right there. That fires me up right there. That there's nothing like, and like I said, you do fire me up. I mean, you're going, you know, into this, even your book, which we're going to discuss here in a few minutes, mm-hmm. but you posted, you know, one of your YouTube videos went out there. How many views did that get? You know, you took off and it just went rampant. Where's it at now as far as views?
Last time I looked, it's been about a week or two, it was over 80 million last time I looked.
80 million views.
But it's not on my page. It's on DDP Yoga's
yes,
page.
Yes, which is Diamond Dallas' page, right? Diamond.
Yes.
Yes, but that's still, I mean, but that's you. Mm-hmm. That's your story.
That's
you know,
my
that's
story.
Out there. That's just like mine. I mean, mine has been, you know, mm-hmm. out there, you know, millions of views and stuff like that, which my first video went viral back in 2017, January. And, yeah. and within 24 hours when I posted me doing the battle ropes, it got like 1.3 million views in 24 hours is what happened. And then
that's awesome, man.
The rest is history. And then now, mm-hmm. like you said, we're here firing other people up and saying, hey, you can do this and you've done that. And, you know, 80 million views. I mean, come on. And then, you know, after that, that was after the first year. And then you kept pushing in your journey. You completed how many triathlon type events?
20.
Come on, man. So from 475 to 20 triathlete type events.
Yes. Dude. What it was that the first year I lost 198 pounds, and that's what that video chronicles, because I posted everything online.
Yes.
And DDP took a lot of that first year. But the second year, you know, I was weighing about 260, 265, and I said, shit, I'm going to see what I can do.
You did it.
And I started pushing myself, and, you know, I can tell you I finished them, but usually I was the last one to finish. Don't think I was an athlete by any stretch of the imagination.
No. Right.
But I did several sprint triathlons, and I always walked the running part, walk, run kind of deal. But I loved the biking and the swimming.
Yeah.
I did one Olympic triathlon, which was, I can't remember. I think it was a 12-mile run, a 25-mile bike, and a 1-mile swim in the Brazos River.
Wow.
And I did that, finished it on time, and I did a 100-mile hotter-than-hell bike ride up in Wichita Falls in August, and I was the last one to finish. It took me 10 hours.
But you finished.
I finished. I got a little medal, yeah. And then I did a 2.4-mile swim in Joe Pool Lake as part of a swimming event, and I did I did some other smaller things. I did one aqua bike. Usually if the triathlon had an aqua bike option,
yeah,
where you didn't have to do the run.
Right,
part,
right.
I would do the aqua bike because I really liked the swimming and biking. It was easy on my knees. And I did an X50, which is the next step up after Olympic aqua bike, which was pretty tough. And I think it was a 40-some-odd-mile bike ride and a mile swim or 2-mile swim. It was a mile swim. But it was, I did all this in 8 months from March through October.
What the heck? Are you an animal or what? I mean, seriously. You're a manimal. No, forget the animal. You're a manimal.
I've been, 475. I've been in the 400s I graduated law school in 93, probably at 350, 360. And I've been in the 400s most of my life.
Wow.
Losing weight, that committing to Yes got me to DDP Yoga and Diamond Dallas Page and doing his stuff and eating clean, eating the way he tells me to eat. You know, it's given me a second life, Sean, and it's given me
amazing.
You know, my goal before was to get a pension because I knew I wasn't going to be here to get it. When I walked out of that hospital in 2012, I really thought I could die any day.
I
was just working until I flopped dead, and I knew I wasn't going to get to see in the pension. But you know, now I'm starting to think I may get to see some of that pension.
I think you're going to get to see that more than that, brother. I mean, seriously. Which I want to get into, DDP. But what about Bert Kreischer? Tell us a little bit about Bert.
Well, Bert was the one that kind of was a catalyst that got me off the couch or out of my chair
because.
You know, I'd been listening to him and Joe Rogan and Ari Shaffir and Tom Segura's Sober October, and I followed all their podcasts and had a great time listening to them. Well, they all four had to stay sober for the month of October and do 14 hot yogas.
Right.
And they didn't think Bert could do it. You know, he's a big party, but a big drinker, and that's kind of why I related to him. And you know, he made the month, did the hot yogas, and then at the end of the month, they're all together drinking and getting high and doing a podcast, kind of commiserating, and they're giving Bert a hard time, all three of them, and Bert keeps telling them he can do anything. He's got the Mickey Mantle gene. And so by the end of the podcast, they bet him he couldn't do a half marathon. And so I didn't think anything of it. It was Sunday morning. I was getting up. Getting ready to watch football, drinking coffee in my chair, and I'm scrolling through Instagram, and I see Bert there finishing that half marathon in 2 weeks' notice.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, you know, if that silly sumbitch can do that, there's something I can find that I can do. And so I made a video. I did a little video.
Yeah.
And I tagged all four of them and put it out there, said, Bert, you've inspired me. And that night, Bert tagged Tom Segura and said changing lives.
Man.
And so he and Bert started reposting my stuff, and Bert, you know, it, I owe him a huge debt of gratitude and thanks for getting me going on this and supporting me along the way.
Yeah, well, that's amazing. And then that led you into, how did you meet Diamond Dallas Page and get into the DDP aspect?
Well, it was through Bert. It was, Bert was sharing some of my posts, and DDP was, someone had told DDP that he needs to get on Bert's podcast. And so DDP was looking at some of the stuff Bert was sharing on his social media and come across my story. And so he commented on my story and said, you know, if you want some real help, holler at me.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know who he was. And I was never a wrestling fan. And I sent back a real short message. I was trying everything. So I said, yes. And then people on that post started saying, you'd be a fool if you don't take DDP's help. He's a fitness superstar. And so I went back and wrote him a long message. And that's when he gave me his number and we connected. And that was January the 1st of 2018. And I've been sending him my food and exercise diary ever since.
Really?
He jumps on me daily. If my portions get too big, when you get under DDP spotlight, it comes with a lot of tough love.
Yeah. So it's just like he just comes down and puts the hammer down, right? I mean,
that dude is, he's in, you know, you hug him, he's 6'4", 6'5", and he's like hugging a big oak tree.
Yeah, he has muscles in his crap, pretty much, you know?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah. And he can bend in half, and he can grab a foot and hold it over his head like a ballerina.
Really?
And he's 64.
Wow. And he doesn't look it at all. No. And that's what he did. Yoga changed his life, right? I mean, from him wrestling and all that stuff, that's what's got him, you know, over that to where that's what DDP yoga came to, right? That's how it all came together. And he was even on Shark Tank and everything, right? I mean.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. He hurt. The story that they say is he hurt his back. And his wife at the time talked him into trying yoga, and he said he wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga, but he started trying it, and it helped his back. And so once he got back in the ring, he kept doing it. And so after he was done with the WWE or whatever it was at the time, and he started trying to create his own version of yoga. But what he did was he took the spirituality out of the you know, the exercises,
right.
And he just kept the stretches and the flows, and he added dynamic resistance to where you're flinching, you know, you're contracting your muscles through all the poses, and he also added other, you know, a lot of old school calisthenics, push-ups, set-ups, crunches, and so it's just an overall body workout now instead of a spiritual side, and it's a rough workout. You know, if you get up some of his advanced stuff, he'll kick your butt if you're doing some of his stuff.
Well, what do you think that, like, yoga, did that really help you, especially struggling with obesity? Did that yoga and the DDP yoga really help you with flexibility and getting your mobility back?
100%. I wouldn't be sitting here without it.
Really?
I really feel that what he's done, that program that he's got, is the closest thing to the fountain of youth we're going to see in our lifetime.
Really?
Yeah, because he walks you through people our size, 475. He shows you modifications, takes you step by step on how to do the things and start getting to where you can get there. He takes his DDP yoga, DDPY, and meets you where you're at, wherever you're at in your journey. And
yes.
He makes you stronger and more flexible so you can do the other things that you want to do.
Yeah, wow. I mean, I'd love to get him on the podcast, I mean, Vance, because I think that would change a lot of people, because, you know, there's 30 million people in the United States that never come out of their home because they're morbidly obese. And it's a big one, but they don't know how. They're in their beds. They're you know, like, some people are functional obese people, but there's people that are morbidly obese that have no mobility whatsoever. And my goal and mission is to reach those because, you know, that's where I was. I mean, I was in the hospital. I've had 20 infections over 20 years and 14 hospitalizations, almost died three times because of infection cellulitis. I have lymphedema, which is, you know, stage, you know, three lymphedema, which affects my whole body. And so it's just like, I want to get everybody the help that they need is what my mission is. And it's like, if it's changed your life, you know, I mean, you think about it, you know, Bert Kreischer to Diamond Dallas Page, you've had other viral video contacts and influence, right? I mean, what tell us about that since, you know, your life has changed big time.
Yeah, well, when they put that, when DDP put that that video out December 26th of 2018.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it just went viral, and people from all over the world reach out to me. Like today, I responded to two people from, one from Uruguay, and one, I can't remember the other one, but there was one from Mexico City I talked to today, and... you know, it's just unbelievable the reach and what you're talking about your mission. You have no idea it took me 3 months to get through all my Facebook Messenger messages.
Yes, yes.
After that, you know, it was March of, yeah. of 19 yes. before I could respond to everybody. But there are people all over the world that are in the shape that you describe, morbidly obese.
Yes.
And, you know, they described me as super morbidly obese.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, I'm still obese at 225. I'm 5'10". I get to be overweight at like 202. And I get to be normal like at 172.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna try to get down to be normal. I don't really think I'll ever see it, but I damn sure want to get under 200. I can tell you that.
Well, you're gonna do it. I mean, there's no from what you've been through and what you strike, you know. But normal, think about it. I don't think, you know, being normal. The only thing about normal, there's a city in Illinois named Normal. So I don't think anybody can be normal. So to be quite honest, so I'm abnormal, and I like it. You know. It's fun being weird and an outcast, but that's what's good about it. And you've definitely, I mean, went all over these with these 20, you know, triathlon events. I mean, seriously, you know, you recommitting to your weight loss. And then another thing I want to really hone in on right now, and of course, you know, you've learned a lot of lessons, right? I mean, what's one of the biggest lessons that you learned through this whole ordeal?
You got to do something that you like. If you don't do something that you like doing, you're not going to stick with it. You
know,
I'm never going to pay a personal trainer to beat my ass, you know, day in and day out the rest of my life. I can't afford it, and I don't want anybody yelling at me that long. So you got to be realistic, and the same thing
That's
with
good.
Food. Or exercise, you got to find what you like, or you won't stick with it long term.
You know,
anything you do, if you stop doing it, it's going to make you feel healthier. But if you stop and go back to your old ways, you know how your body's going to look doing your old ways.
Yes, yes.
And so you've got to walk that tightrope, that fine balance, to where you can live and enjoy your life, but still get down to a healthy weight, whatever that is. And so you've got to find the things, exercise and diet, that you like and stick with it. And I really think that weight loss is 95% diet.
Amen. I agree.
DDP always says you can't outwork a bad diet, bro.
No, sir. And you can't outrun your fork, right? Yep.
No. Yeah, I like that. I hadn't heard that one before.
Nope.
I like that one.
Nope, you can't. I mean, that's I agree. I agree.
No matter how hard you work, your journey starts with what you stick in your mouth. And
yes.
So you've got to figure out how.
Yes.
You know, there's foods out there. I was going to Overeaters Anonymous for a while, and you know, this group is out of California, but they were they would make an alcoholic food list, which I think is very good. It's, you know, there's certain foods that if I start eating them, I can't stop.
Yes, right. They're trigger foods.
Yeah, and I don't think normal people have that. Because,
well,
because
I do. That, well, you know what? I really, they do. There's people that, you know, are 180 pounds that they have, you know, food addiction is a very vague thing too. I mean, I'm not you know, going through that. I'm just saying, but you know, think about it. You can live without alcohol, right? And yes. You can live without cigarettes, you know, drugs, whatever. But food is something. But there's them trigger foods because there's voids that we have to fill. But I know people that are binge eaters that are 180 pounds, but they never gain weight. And they eat like it's going out of style. And they can eat Big Macs and all this stuff and never gain it. There's something genetic and something that goes back to it, traumatic, you know. And not just discarding what you said, but I just look at it that people have the assumptions that, man, how did you let yourself get that fat? Well, there's a lot. My fat tells a story. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're kind of making my point, though, is that, you know, that, I think, have you ever read The Obesity Code?
Yes.
That book describes what I've gone through my whole life in more detail than any other book I've ever read.
Yes.
And I tried intermittent fasting for a while, but then I couldn't control the eating when I come out of the fast.
I see. Right.
And so, but
most
I really
people
think,
can't. Right.
Yeah. I really think that is, I really believe what that Dr. Fung is teaching in that book. I really think he's on point, and I'm going to hope to go back to it whenever I find a way to want to stay and then figure out how to stay there.
Yeah, because that's another challenge, by the way. You just brought that up. You know, getting it off is one thing, but keeping it off is a whole other thing, too. Yes, you're right. I like that.
Absolutely. But, but see, foods like salty nuts, if I start eating them suckers, I can't stop eating them. I'll eat the whole jar. Peanut butter, I'll eat the whole jar. Chips, to any kind of chips, if I start eating them, I'll eat the whole bag, and I don't care how big it is.
Yeah.
And it just sits in that cabinet and calls me, and I think of excuses to go in there and get it, you know?
Vance Hines, come get me.
That's right. You know, it's like that old Richard Pryor joke in the crack pipe talking to him, you know? And I don't think normal people have it, but I can't control that. The only thing I can do is not start eating that stuff and eat the things I know that don't cause me to put me in that situation.
That's good.
You know,
that's real good.
And that's stealing that from the 12-step Overeaters Anonymous crowd, but I really think that's a true. And if you start eating, if you do something, you know, life's going to hit you in the face.
Yes.
Life is going to come at you hard. You're going to cheat. You're going to slip. You're going to fail. No, you know, if you're in the arena trying,
that's
where
right.
you should be, you're going to fail and expect to fail.
Yes.
But when you fail, you got to go to bed, get up,
and do
get back on your feet and get back after it tomorrow. You know,
yes.
make more good decisions the next day than you did the day before. And
that's
so,
right. You're not a failure till you quit, you know?
That's right.
Yes.
You just stay at it. You know, I went from 260 up to 294 at one point when I was running for office and lost. And, I've dropped another 70 to get down here to 225.
It's amazing, Vance.
So it's, you know, used to have a bulldog. She's gone now. And, you know, I love that dog more than life itself. But she always tell people, you know, when you slip up, do what Fifi does. Her name was Fifi.
Mm-hmm.
Kick some grass on that shit and walk away. That's what you got to do. It's going to happen.
Come on.
Fifi didn't want to see it. She throw grass on it and just walk off.
Oh, I love that, Vance. I love you, bro. Yeah. I mean, seriously, you're the best, man. You're my hero.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You're my hero, losing weight.
Well, hey, we'll be each other's hero and be our own hero. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. But you had another milestone. I mean, I know I don't want to keep you all day on this, but we could. But you had another milestone yesterday, and you just launched your book, Let's talk about that, and I'll put everything in the show notes too, because everybody needs you need to follow Vance on everything from TikTok to Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, because you will be inspired. I mean, he also has a podcast as well too, which is Extra Usual, right? Correct.com or something where you can find a podcast.
Yeah, extrausual.com. I was doing the podcast before my video went viral, and I've kind of neglected it since then with everything else, but I'm hoping to get Extra Usual. I'm going up again, and I'm starting a new one called 1K Ton.
1KTon.com, yes.
Yeah, let me tell you what 1KTon.com. Frank Agin, he owns some networking companies in six different states, but he lives up in Ohio. We connected through LinkedIn, another random.
Yes.
By going public connection, and he came up with the idea of doing, having a goal of helping 10,000 people lose 200 pounds.
Wow.
And this goes right along with your mission and your goal, because if 10,000 people lose 200 pounds, that would be 2 million pounds.
Yes.
And like you said well earlier, that, typically people in the more super morbidly obese category, or
yes,
people
extreme.
Who have that kind of weight, extreme weight, they have no hope. They have nobody's
correct.
Reaching out to them, telling them how to do it,
yep.
how to get started,
yep.
And so, I wanted to be kind of what you're doing too, is to helping those people. So if we can inspire 10,000 people to lose 200 pounds, that means 2 million pounds will be removed from this planet.
Amazing.
And another way of saying 2 million pounds is 1,000 tons.
Man.
And so I've got the website 1K Ton, and I've started building it. It's not built quite yet. I haven't got any podcasts up there yet, but I'm going to do what you do. I'm going to have you on my podcast.
I'll help you whatever you need too, Vance. I'm in your corner. Yeah. So I'll help you do whatever you need. Let me know, and I'd be honored to be a guest on your show. But I'll help you whatever, bro, cuz I admire you, and like I said, you inspire me whenever I, want to get down and feel sorry for myself type thing. I mean, I just look at you as I have certain point people in my life that I do that, and you're one of them. So thank you for that. But your book just came out. You had a book signing yesterday. Tell us about that and how people can get that.
Yesterday I had a book signing. It's called The 90-Day Workout Journal for Men.
Nice.
And it's basically a journal that you fill out and keep track, a handwritten journal. And this was another thing too, just committing my story out there to the public, to the universe. An acquisition editor found me on the internet and asked me if I'd be interested in writing this book.
Yes.
And I had to turn in the first couple of sections, and I was competing against a couple of chiropractors in Houston, and then one other guy who'd lost a bunch of weight, and they picked me, and I ended up picking me to write the book. And so it's basically a workout journal, and then I put some wisdom I've learned over these last 3 years in there to kind of help you along. But every 10 pages you fill in, then I give you a little wisdom and measurements and tracking for cardio, tracking for weightlifting. There's water, tracking for water for your macronutrients. There's all anything that you want to put in there. It's
nice.
Customizable.
Nice.
And so it's, it just came out February the 9th, and this is my first book, and I had a book signing yesterday. It's amazing to think called me an author, and so it's amazing that never know where yes is going to lead you and what,
right.
I didn't know.
But you committed to yes, that's it. You
committed
to yes.
And I did it, and I'm glad I did it. And you can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Walmart or Target online. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. It's everywhere books are sold. And It's called the 90-Day Workout Journal for Men by Vance Hines. If you're trying to start your project, this is a great helper starter to get you going.
Well, and that's going to be in the show. I'm going to put the links all in the show notes. So everybody that's listening to this, go out there and get Vance's book. I mean, you won't be sorry. The 90-Day Workout Challenge. I mean, if he's been through it, he lost, 250 pounds. I mean, that's somebody to listen to. That's desirable to listen to. And, Vance, here's the thing. I want to ask you something real quick. What is a great challenge that you could give to anybody right now? A takeaway. I know you said something before. Do something that's sustainable. Make sure you're doing something that you like to do. But what is it right now? Final thought that you'll get everybody after. Somebody's looking. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. I'm down and out. You know what I mean? I'm ready to give up. What does Vance Hines say to them right now?
All right, I've got several answers to this, so I'm gonna try to give you two or three.
Perfect.
I think the biggest thing is to commit to yes. To commit, don't be afraid to put yourself out there and be vulnerable and fail. Commit to yes. Try the things. Try it and figure out what you like and what you can do long term. Secondly, for the best thing to do, I really think it's DDP yoga because, it meets you wherever you're at. It teaches you how to get down on, he's got three exercises to do if you're bedridden.
Really?
The stretches to do in bed.
Yeah.
He's got chair workouts where if you're sitting in a chair to strengthen your knees and your legs and your arms strong enough to where you can stand up in a chair. Then he's got workouts chair assisted. So to teach you how to get down on the floor. And then once you get down, he's got exercises to teach you how to get up. I mean, for someone and who was like me, it's the best way to start out there. And lastly, I lost my train of thought. Lastly was the, let me think. What was the? Tell me the question again. I had one
just
more
challenge.
Thought
to so it. Somebody doesn't know where to go.
Oh, that's
go,
it. Challenge.
Bring it. There you go.
Yeah. All right. March 3rd starts the Vance's Challenge.
Ooh.
And this is the second year we do it. And if you want to participate, all you got to do is post your weigh-in, your weight on March the 3rd, and track your weight loss and be the first man to lose 100 pounds
or the first woman to lose 50.
And if you're able to last year, this is our second year, and I've got about a 3-foot trophy that I gave away for each winner last year. This year, we're getting better awards. I've already ordered the trophy. I'm supposed to pick them up this week. But a lady named Downtown Lisa Brown has donated $1,000, so the winners would win $500 each.
Nice.
A lady named Kaylin Rubling is going to donate some shirts for the winners. And if they beat last year's time records, which Justin Dobbins, do you know who Justin Dobbins is?
No, it sounds familiar, but no. Who is that?
You need to get him on your podcast. He's lost 400 pounds.
Nice. Yeah, I'd like to.
And he lost 100 pounds last year in 209 days, I think.
Wow.
And then Atina Gaspard won the women's, and she lost them in 208 days. So Tina and Justin are donating prizes if someone can beat their time from last year.
Wow.
So you got a trophy, you got $500, you got an added incentive to beat the time limit. All you got to do is weigh in. There's only two rules to this challenge is to lose weight and stay positive.
That's amazing.
If you want to be part of the Facebook group, there's a Facebook group called Vance's Challenge. You can log in, join it. It's a private group because the people didn't want everybody seeing their photos. But I will approve anybody that wants to do it. I mean, everybody's welcome. I mean, I know that there was either the guy from Mexico City or the guy from Uruguay joined today, and then so everybody's welcome. And the last thing I would like to plug is, if you don't do Facebook and you want to still do it, if you do it on Instagram or TikTok or some other thing, use the hashtag Vance's Challenge.
Vance's
all one
challenge.
Word.
Got it.
No apostrophe. Hashtag Vance's Challenge. And I'll find it. You know, if you give me a heads up that you're tracking it on whatever social media, I'll find it and keep it tabled during the race. But lastly, if you're not a member of, you should join the Facebook group DDP Yoga. It's all one word.
Yes.
57,000 positive supporting members of the community that, you know, that's all they care about is losing weight and getting helping people get back in shape and reclaim their life. It's the most positive, uplifting, supportive, enthusiastic group on the internet.
Nice.
I guarantee you, if you join that group, DDP Yoga, all one word, you don't even have to buy anything. Just join the group and see the community and listen to the people, you know. And then if you want to try DDP Yoga, try it. But it's all
it's
about supporting each other and being there and paying it forward. That's what it's all about.
I love that. And the challenge you said is March 3rd. Can people register even after that type thing too as well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's the first person to lose 100 pounds, a man, after March 3rd, and first person to lose woman 50 pounds after March 3rd. They can register their pounds anytime they want if they come in. And I know that a couple of people are did the bariatric surgery, and they didn't think it was fair. I said, listen, there ain't no rules in this thing. The only rule is to lose weight and stay positive.
That's right. That's good.
I don't care how you get there as long as you get the weight off.
Yeah, because everybody's different. There's no one size fits all. You're right.
No.
And that's what I'll do is you get me them links, and the link will be in the show notes once you get that to me, because I got your other links and stuff. So everything that you talked about, I'm going to put that on there. I'm going to advance with Vance. So
that's
what
I like
I'm going to do. Yeah, that's what I'm going to
do.
And the thing is what we take away from this segment and this podcast is commit to yes.
That's right.
That's all you got to do.
Power of yes.
Say yes. Say yes to getting your health back. Say yes to saying, hey, I'm obese, but don't let it define you, and say, hey, I'm going to do that. I'm going to commit to yes, just like Vance did. And because he did that, doing these 20 triathletes, you know, DDP Yoga, met, you know, all kinds of people, 80 million views on that, become accountable and commit to yes. And Vance, let me say something to you, man. You're my hero, seriously. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on this episode. I mean, I can't wait for everybody to hear this. It's going to change people's lives like you have already. And I just want to say I'm honored and humbled that you were here today. Seriously.
Well, thank you, Sean. Thank you. I appreciate what you're doing, man. It's close to my heart. The people that you're trying to target and trying to help, I think, are in desperate need. You know, as well as I do.
Yeah.
You know, until you've been there, you don't know what it's like.
No, you don't.
And you know, and those are the people I want to help. And those are the people I want to get to, too. So keep doing God's work, Sean.
That's
proud of you. You're my hero. Keep doing what you're doing.
Vance.
If I can help you in any way, I'll do it.
Well, I want to. I want to get do things with you on a bigger scale. And I'm there. I got your back. But listen, everybody, go check out Vance. Go get his book, 90 Day Challenge.
90-day workout journal for men.
90-day workout challenge for men. And you need to go there, check out everything on social media, his video, where he was before. It's all documented, all out there. But listen, just remember this. You got this. Nobody can stop you but you. Commit to yes. Get healthy, stay healthy. And like I tell everybody, because of you, we have a podcast. Because of you, we have a group. Because of you, the Obesity Revolution is there. It's all of us coming together. And you really are the best part of the Obesity Revolution in our podcast and everything that we're doing. And until next time, I love you.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.